Hello there. Welcome to my website. Glad you're spending a little time with me here today. I want to comment on to listeners throughout the rest of the country about a growing change that faces Democrats in the South. And, you know, we talk about red states and blue states, the red states being the more conservative states, Republican-leaning. Red states cover most of the key five or six deep southern states, and the blue states being the more moderate to liberal states. Actually, in this election year, with Donald Trump's hard work here, the South isn't red versus blue anymore. It's black versus white. I've seen a recent poll showing Hillary Clinton taking 12% of the white voters. Trump takes 75% of the white voters. And I saw also a recent Quinnipiac University poll in Georgia, something similar there, with 16% of white voters backing Clinton, 74% backing Trump. This is not a new phenomena. It's been building since about the year 2000 with the Bush victory. I think it's there for a variety of reasons. Democratic Party has not reached out with a strong message to blue-collar workers. This free trade and Wall Street bailouts and all this thing builds a message that average middle-class voters, particularly those working voters who've lost jobs or don't have quite the opportunities they think they are, just don't get a fair balance, quite frankly, don't get a fair shake. And race certainly has a part to do with it. Back when I was elected to the Senate back in 1972, there was not a black elected official in the whole state of Louisiana. In fact, there was not a black person working for any state office in my whole district when I was elected. That's changed now to where there is a large number, I think higher concentration of black elected officials in the five deep southern states than there are in any other state in the country. And there's some racial tension over that kind of thing, and President Obama has created some of that tension, and so that continues to build, and it's a challenge for the Democrats. Now, Clinton seems to be doing a little better this time around. I don't know if it's the woman factor or what it is. Clinton, in a recent poll I saw, is up in Georgia, for example, as high as 24% of the white vote. Some other polls just show 16%. Democrats need to get up to 25-26% if they're going to have any chance in the South at all. And to do so, there's got to be a more populist message that doesn't cater to Wall Street. We see that problem with Clinton taking all these large dollars from Wall Street interests. Doesn't cater to free trade, where it's great to have free trade, but the jobs that build computers and that are the higher end, they are here in lesser numbers. And then the average blue-collar worker that worked at the steel plant that made the a cross-section of manufacturing goods, clothing we used to have, all that's gone by the wayside. And so that message of free trade doesn't resonate, and Trump's message of bringing those jobs back home does. So it's a huge challenge for the Democrats, even if Clinton wins. If the Democrats are going to grow and be a significant force, they're going to have to open up branches and build more in the South. There's not a white member of Congress now who's a Democrat that lives in the Deep South. Not one. And so a huge challenge coming up. And I just point that with you. For future years, the Democrats are going to find to reach out, because right now the South is not in their corner at all. It's all Republican. Hey, glad you're listening to my podcast this week. Look over the rest of my sites. Hope you listen to my radio show. We'll talk to you again next week.